Report: Biden's DHS quietly flying, busing border crossers to West Texas. By John Binder on August 8, 2021. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is quietly flying and busing border crossers to areas in West Texas and releasing them, according to local reports and a Republican congressman. Last week, KTAB News reported that DHS has been using a regional airport in Abilene, Texas, to fly border crossers into the area before loading them on buses for release into the United States interior. In other cases, border crossers are bused to the airport in Abilene before boarding domestic flights bound for places in the U.S. interior that DHS has not disclosed. KTAB and KRBC shot video of strange activity at the airport, such as immigrants getting off unmarked planes, getting frisked, then getting onto buses. Other video shows these buses arrive at the airport and let the immigrants off, where they then board planes to anywhere in the country. Emphasis added. Abilene Director of Transportation Don Green says the airport is only given 24 to 48 hours notice before the flights arrive and they aren't aware of what exactly is going on. Only that the planes are private charters from ICE. Emphasis added. Green says sometimes, there are periods where no flights come in. But this month, there have been 2 to 3, which could explain why people are witnessing this strange activity more often. Emphasis added. In a letter to DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Representative Jody Arrington, RTX, says he wants to know who is paying for the buses and flights, the destinations of the border crossers, how many border crossers have been released through the Abilene operation, and if border crossers been tested for the Chinese coronavirus before their release. I am alarmed and extremely concerned by recent reports of illegal immigrants being released from local detention facilities in West Texas and transported to the Abilene community in my district, Arrington wrote. It is my understanding that illegal immigrants are arriving at bus stations, the Abilene Airport, and other places within our community where they are free to travel anywhere in the United States. Emphasis added. The lack of communication and transparency surrounding this process is entirely unacceptable. Your agency failed to notify myself or any other local officials of these activities, leaving us unable to answer the concerns of our constituents in the communities we represent. Emphasis added. I want to be clear, President Biden and Vice President Harris have utterly failed to fulfill their sacred constitutional duty to faithfully execute the laws of the land and provide for a common defense. You and the Biden administration have enabled an enormous human and drug trafficking operation, as well as a massive flow of gangs and criminals into our country, making a mockery of our laws, our Constitution, and our sovereignty. Emphasis added. While the Biden administration has shown no concern for the lawlessness and chaos they have created, the people of West Texas want nothing to do with this catastrophe. This administration's decision to catch and release illegal immigrants into communities in the big country is a threat to my constituents and entirely unacceptable. I am calling on you and President Biden to immediately end this reckless and irresponsible practice in West Texas and throughout the country. Do your job and secure the border, enforce the law, and protect your fellow citizens. Emphasis added. The release of border crossers into West Texas is only one faction of the Biden administration's expansive catch-and-release operation where non-governmental organizations, NGOs, linked to Catholic charities and other groups are helping to bus and fly border crossers into the U.S. interior. As Breitbart News reported, the latest data reveals that the Department of Homeland Security has released about 173,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior, some of whom have been found to skip out on their quarantine and continue traveling into the country despite having coronavirus. For perspective, the number of border crossers released into the U.S. interior by the Biden administration is nearly 17 times the population of Jackson, Wyoming. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.